给我们讲到。
This morning, our passage is Daniel 2.
我们今天早上的这个经文是但以理书第二章。
And just because it is a little bit of a lengthy passage, I'm just going to read it in English.
因为这个是一个很长的一段经文一个章节，所以说呢，我就在上面呢用英文全部读出来。
We have the Chinese up there.
在这个屏幕上呢，我们有这个中文的字幕。
And I would encourage you to follow along.
我就希望你就是跟着读就行了。
In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled, and he could not sleep.So the king summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. When they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, I have had a dream that troubles me, and I want to know what it means. Then the astrologers answered the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever. Tell your servants a dream, and we will interpret it. The king replied to the astrologers, This is what I have firmly decided.If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble. But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me. Once more they replied, Let the king tell his servants the dream and we will interpret it. Then the king answered,I am certain that you are trying to gain time because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is just one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can interpret it for me. The astrologers answered the king, There is not a man on earth who could do what the king asks.No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one could reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among men. This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death.When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, Why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time, so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his.He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Then...Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said to him, Do not execute the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king, and I will interpret his dream for him. Arioch took Daniel to the king at once and said, I have found a man among the exiles from Judah who could tell the king what his dream means. The king asked Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, Are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it?Daniel replied, No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come. Your dream and the visions that pass through your mind as you lay on your bed are these. As you were lying there, O king, your mind turned to things to come.And the revealer of mysteries showed you what is going to happen. As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than other living men, but so that you, O king, may know the interpretation and what you may understand what went through your mind. You looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous, dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace, but the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream, and now we will interpret it to the king. You, O king, are the king of kings. The God of heaven has given you dominion and power and might and glory. In your hands he has placed mankind and the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Wherever they live, he has made you ruler over them all. You are that head of gold. After you, another kingdom will rise, inferior to yours. Next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth. Finally, there will be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes everything. And as iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all the others. Just as you saw that the feet and toes were partly of baked clay and partly of iron, so this will be a divided kingdom. Yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it, even as you saw iron mixed with clay. As the toes were partly iron and partly clay, so this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle. And just as you saw iron mixed with baked clay, so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than iron mixes with clay. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and the interpretation is trustworthy. Then, King Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel and paid him honor and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." Then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. The word of the Lord.
This is 神的话语.
Brad?
Greetings, everyone.
早上好.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning.
谢谢你们让我有机会给大家讲道.
And I want to thank John for interpreting.
谢谢John之前给我翻译.
I considered learning Chinese yesterday, but an afternoon was not long enough.
我昨天好像是学了这个中文，但是就是一个下午好像不够长.
So thank you, John.
谢谢约翰.
Let's pray together.
好，我们祷告.
Father, I thank you for your word through Daniel.
神啊，我感谢你透过但以理书给我们说话.
And I ask that you would work in our minds and our hearts.
我祷告让你在我们的心做工.
That we would understand your word and apply your word.
让我们了解你的话， 可以寻出你的话。
And your spirit would change our lives.
你的灵改变我们的生命。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Now, I have been asked to speak about authentic faith in a foreign land.
啊，我就是人家请我去讲在国外怎样实现你的信仰。
Which from Daniel chapter 2, which we just read.
啊，这个就是我们读的但以理第二章刚好就说了这样的事情。
But I have a problem.
但是我有一个问题。
This chapter is not primarily about authentic faith in a foreign land.
这篇文第二章不是讲到在国外的土地上怎么保持你的信仰。
And I am personally committed to proclaiming what the Bible teaches.
我个人是委身要教导神的话语。
So I'm going to cheat a little bit this morning.
所以说我今天要稍微改变一点。
First, I'm going to tell you the message of Daniel chapter 2.
所以说我先呢要讲一下但以理第二章要讲的是什么信息。
And then we'll speak about how the message applies to authentic faith in a foreign land.
然后我会讲到在国外在外邦怎么样来保持你纯正的信仰。
First, we'll look at the overall outline of the chapter.
所以说我们现在看一下这个整个二章的大纲。
Oh, thank you. And then we'll look at the point that this passage is making.
然后我们来看看这个他主要讲的要点。
And then we'll look at our response to this message.
然后呢，我们再看看我们怎样来回应这样的
application for authentic faith in a foreign land.
这个就是说，在国外怎样保持你纯正的信仰。
So let's look at the overall organization of this chapter.
好，我们再看看这个总纲。
And how it fits in the book of Daniel.
它怎样在这个整个但以理这个全书里面怎样是配合在一起的？
The book of Daniel has two major sections.
但以理全卷有两个主要的部分。
The first six chapters tell stories about Daniel and his three friends.
前面六章是讲到但以理和他三个朋友的故事。
And chapters 7 through 12 tell a series of visions that Daniel had.
后面七到十二章呢就讲到但以理有一系列的异象。
And as I mentioned, the first six chapters are stories about Daniel and his friends.
就像我刚才说到一样，前六章是讲到但以理和他三个朋友的故事。
They're living in a foreign land.
他们住在异邦。
They're surrounded by people who worship different gods.
他们呢被一群敬拜外邦神的人所围绕。
And they face challenges how to remain faithful to the true God.
他们真的是受到挑战，怎样来保持他们纯正的信仰？
In the middle of a society that has different standards.
在这个外邦里面，他们有不同的这个标准。
And each of these six stories follows a similar pattern.
这六个故事呢，都讲到同样一个方法。
First, a problem arises that puts Daniel or his friends in danger.
第一个呢，就是他们有这个问题就出现了，是但以和他的朋友呢，处在一个危险的境地。
In some of the stories, they could escape the danger if they would compromise.
在这些故事里面呢，他们如果说是稍微妥协一下，就可以逃避这些危险。
If they would give up their morality or their commitment to God.
或者说他们的这个他们的道德稍微就是妥协一下也可以。
They could eat unclean food.
他们可以吃这个不洁净的食物。
They could bow down to an idol.
他们可以向这个偶像下拜。
They could stop praying to the one true God.
他们可以停止向真正的神敬拜。
But in every story, they remained faithful.
但是在这里面每一个故事里面，他们都是信实的。
Even though it was risky or costly.
甚至是在这个要花代价或者是很危险的。
They risked being thrown into the furnace or the lion's den.
他们的危险就是要被丢到火炉里或者丢到狮子坑里面。
But God always came through.
但是呢，神呢让他们就经历了这些。
He shows that He is powerful to save.
所以说，神让他们经历这些，是经过了这些，所以说神显示了他拯救的能力。
He protect them from the fiery furnace or the lion's den.
所以说神保护了他们从这个火炉或者是狮子口。
And finally, God is glorified by a pagan ruler.
最后呢，这个外邦的君王呢，反而来敬拜这位真神。
The rulers confess God's sovereignty.
这个外邦的君王来承认神的主权。
And the climax of each of these stories is God revealing His glory to a foreign leader.
所以说，在这个整个六个故事的最高点呢，就是神向外邦的君王显示他的荣耀。
They recognize and proclaim God's superiority.
他们呢就承认了这个神的这个至高权柄。
And that is the point of each of these six stories.
这个就是每个六个故事，这六个故事每一个故事的一个要点。
And of course, this is the general pattern we've seen in chapter two.
所以说这个就是一个模式啊，这是我们经历了一个模式。
We won't take the time to walk through all the details in this chapter.
我们没有时间的所有的这个详细的情况我们都讲。
But I want to just look at the main point that the author is telling.
我要来讲这个作者要讲的主要的要点。
This passage proclaims that the one true God has wisdom, power, and sovereignty over everything.
这个一点呢，就是说，这个神啊，他有智慧，他是主宰万物的。
God controls everything, small and great.
神不论大小，神都主宰。
God controls kingdoms and rulers.
神掌管国度，掌管国王。
God controls history.
神也掌管历史。
God's wisdom is greater than any human wisdom.
神的智慧超出所有人类的智慧。
God's strength is greater than any human strength.
神的力量超过所有人类的力量。
And God is great over every nation.
神是超过所有万国的。
Like all the stories in Daniel, God reveals himself as great beyond the nation of Israel.
就像但以理所显示的，神是超过所有国家的。
He is God over the entire world.
他是全世界的神。
He is greater than all of the supposed gods of Babylon.
他是比这个巴比伦伟大。
God shows the Babylonian king the future.
神向这个巴比伦的国王显示了以后要发生的事情。
He shows him what Nebuchadnezzar cannot know on his own.
这个他显向这个尼布甲尼撒王显示尼布甲尼撒王所不知道的事情。
He shows them things beyond the king's control.
他显示这个神不能操纵的事情。
And the Babylonian king recognizes and confesses that Daniel's God is God of gods.
然后呢，这个尼布甲尼撒王就承认这个但以的神是万神之神。
We see that all kingdoms come from God by His decision.
我们知道所有的国度是从照着神的旨意从他而来。
He is the one that sets up and takes down kings.
他呢是建立了神，他呢拆毁了，哎不，建立了国王，拆毁了国王。
God is a revealer of things that human wisdom could not know on our own.
神就显示了人类智慧不能理解的事情。
God could reveal the future because He makes the future.
神这个揭示了将未来，因为他操纵未来。
He controls the future.
他掌管未来。
God has all wisdom and strength, and He wants every nation to know this.
神有这个智慧，有能力，他要让所有的国家都知道。
And He wants the readers of Daniel to know that.
他要让读但以理书的人知道。
Now, more specifically in this chapter,
特别是这个章节里面有个特别的地方。
God's wisdom and strength is shown when He predicts four empires and an eternal kingdom.
他就在这个在有四个国王国度，然后呢有永恒的国度。
Like I mentioned, this is more than just God's ability to predict the future.
就是我提到过的一样，这个不是讲只是讲到这个神的这个。掌管未来的能力。
This emphasizes God's ability to control the future.
他也讲到神是掌管未来的神。
The future will be this way because God will make it this way.
将来的事情是这样发生的，因为神是这样掌管的。
What Daniel chapter 2 predicts as the future?
这个但以理书所说预言的是将来的事情。
Is our past?
是我们的历史。
God predicted 4 world empires that would come to pass.
神也讲到了四个国度，这四个国度都会过去的。
Through a dream of a statue and its interpretation.
透过这个他的这个梦和一个金像和他的这个解释。
He predicted 4 empires that would rule the world.
他讲到有四个国度要控制世界。
The gold head of the statue represents the Babylonian Empire.
这个金头呢就代表巴比伦国。
Babylon was ruling in Daniel's time with Nebuchadnezzar as king.
在丹以理时代，巴比伦国是这个尼布甲尼撒王做王的时候。
The silver chest and arms represent the Persian Empire that conquered Babylon.
这么下来就是波斯国，波斯国就是银胸，它是推翻了巴比伦国的。
The bronze belly and thigh represents the Greek Empire which conquered the Persians.
然后呢？就是这个铜的肚子，它是讲到推翻了波斯的那个希腊国。
And the legs and feet of iron represent the Roman Empire, which conquered the Greeks.
后面呢，就是这个铁和泥的这个腿呢，就讲到这个罗马帝国。罗马帝国推翻了希腊国度。
And Rome was ruling during the time of Christ.
在耶稣的时代呢，罗马帝国是统治的帝国。
But the prediction does not end with the statue.
但是呢，这个预言呢，并不是止于这个金像，这个铜这个像。
It tells of a stone cut out, but not with human hands.
它讲到一个石头，不是人手凿出来的。
The stone represents a greater eternal kingdom that will follow.
这个石头呢，就讲到一个永恒的国度，就是在这四个国以后。
The stone was not cut out with human hands, and that means it is God's work.
这个石头不是人手凿出来的，就是说是神创造的。
And the stone will shatter all the human empires.
这个石头呢，就可以把所有的人的国都打碎。
They will blow away like dust in the wind.
它就好像一个打碎了以后就被风吹散了。
But the stone will become a huge mountain filling the whole earth.
然后这个石头呢就会充满天下，像一个大山一样。
And it will last forever.
它呢会持续到永久。
Therefore, we see a contrast between every earthly empire and God's eternal kingdom.
所以说我们就看到了一个世界上的国度和神的国度的一个对比。
And God's kingdom is greater by every measurement.
所以说在每一个这个测度的方面，神的国度都大于人的国度。
It is infinite, filling the entire earth.
它是永恒的，是充满天下的。
It is eternal, lasting forever.
它是永远的，要持续到永久。
It is glorious beyond all of their power, riches, and pride.
它呢是这个是荣耀的，是超过所有的这个过去的骄傲。
Nebuchadnezzar is called King of Kings, but that is just flattery.
这尼布甲尼撒王呢，是被称作是万王之王，这个只是人们呢说的好话。
Today, Nebuchadnezzar rules over nothing.
现在呢，尼布甲尼撒王统治了零。
And the Babylonian Empire no longer exists.
然后呢，巴比伦国王再也不存在了。
And we learn in the New Testament that Jesus is the true King of Kings.
然后从新约里面我们就知道，耶稣是万王之王。
He is God over every pretend god, ruling forever.
他是在万神之上的，是掌管永久的。
He is the one who truly has all power and might and glory and honor forever.
他呢才是那个真正的有能力的，有荣耀的。
Even though it might appear that Babylon was all powerful for a time,
甚至呢，巴比伦国在一段时间显示的很伟大。
That is just an appearance, not reality.
但是只是一段时间。 不是现实，不是今天的现实。
Even though it might appear that the Roman Empire was powerful for all time,
甚至呢，罗马帝国好像是在很长一段时间都很强大。
That is just an appearance and not reality.
这是一瞬间，但是不是今天的现实。
Even though it might appear that the United States is powerful for all time,
甚至呢，今天的美国还在很长时间都是强大的。
That is just an appearance and not reality.
这只不是表，这个只不过是表现。不是永久的现实。
Even though it might appear that China is powerful for all time,
甚至呢，中国也好像是会强大很久。
That is just an appearance and not reality.
这只是表象，不是永远的现实。
Only God is powerful for all time.
只有神是永远有力量的。
And that means that in this chapter, Jesus Christ.Is proclaimed as the goal, purpose, and climax of all of human history.
所以说这个书就讲到耶稣才是人类这个历史的顶峰。
Jesus is the stone that will crush every kingdom.
耶稣就是那个打破全人类的那个石头。
He was born during the Roman Empire, the last of the four empires.
他呢是生长在这个。罗马帝国，也就是刚才我们提到的最后的一个国，就四国里面最后一国。
And his kingdom will never end.
但是耶稣的国永不止息。
Earthly kingdoms will be replaced. They come to an end.
世上的国会被另外一个国所代替，它总有一个止息的时候。
All kingdoms have glory, but it is temporary.
所有的国都有它的荣耀，但只是短暂的。
Jesus' kingdom will fill the earth and it will never end.
耶稣的国是充满世界的，是永不止息的。
Earthly kingdoms have power, but not unlimited power.
地上的国有力量，但是有限。
They crush others, but they will be crushed.
他们可以打破其他的国，但是他自己本身会被打破的。
Evil human powers might try to resist God's rule.
甚至人的力量来要来反抗神的统治。
But he will crush them all.
但是神的力量要把所有的打破。
Jesus is the stone that will overcome all earthly kingdoms.
所以说耶稣就是那个打破全世界君王的那个石头。
Luke chapter 20 verse 18 tells us that Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected.
这个马啊马啊这个叫路加福音 chapter
29
二十节十八节就讲到耶稣是被弃的那个石头。
But he has become the chief cornerstone.
但是他成为了一个房角石。
And Colossians chapter 1 verses 16 through 18 tell us.
哥罗西书第一章十六节到十八节告诉我们
，that all things were created by him, through him, and for him。
所以说，所有的事情呢、啊，都是由他、透过他、为他创造的。
So that in everything he has the supremacy。
所以说，在所有的事情上，他都超越一切。
So the point of this story in Daniel chapter 2。
所以说，在这个。第二章讲到的要点是
is that Jesus is the most important thing in the entire universe.
所以说在整个宇宙中耶稣是最重要的。
God is ultimate and greater than all.
神才是那个永恒的，他才是掌管统管万有的。
There's nothing in the entire world that is wiser or stronger than our God.
在整个全世界没有一个什么东西可以比神更伟大更智慧。
Nothing is even close.
甚至不可完全不能比较。
And he is in sovereign control over everything.
他是统管万有的。
So now let's talk about our response.
那现在我们就来讲一下我们的回应。
What does this tell us about authentic faith in a foreign land?
在外邦怎样保持纯正的信仰？
First, Daniel serves as an example for us in a number of ways.
首先，但以理为我们树立了几个榜样。
When he was confronted with danger, he spoke wisely and graciously.
当他遇到困难、危险的时候，他是很智慧、很 很有智慧的来讲话。
He did not act rudely, but respected authority.
他呢，讲话不粗鲁，他很尊重这个王权。
We should speak and respond with love and grace.
所以说我们也应该用恩典，用爱来说话。
Even to those who are trying to harm us.
甚至对那些伤害我们的人。
Do not repay evil with evil.
所以说不要以恶制恶。
But with good.
但是呢，要以善制恶。
And Daniel prayed.
这个但以理祷告。
We also should be people of prayer.
所以说我们也应该成为一个祷告的人群。
Prayer should not be our last resort.
祷告不是should not be. 祷告不是我们最后的一个方法。
But it should be our first reflex.
但是是我们首先的一个反应。
We also see that Daniel was involved in godly community.
我们看见这个丹尼和神有交通。
He told his friends the trouble and involved them in prayer.
所以他看见他的朋友有困难，然后呢，让他的朋友一起来祷告。
We also should be in Christian community.
我们希望我们应该成为一个这个基督徒的一个社区。
The church is the embassy of God's kingdom.
所以说我们要来看到神的国。
And we should support and build up one another.
我们应该来建立，互相建立起来。
And Daniel worshipped God and stood in awe of his greatness.
丹尼里敬畏神，所以说他是在这个敬畏中来敬拜神。
When he received the vision, Daniel praised God for his wisdom and strength.
所以说当他看到神给他的意象的时候，他就为神的意象来这个献上感恩。
He delighted in God's sovereignty and awesomeness.
所以说他在这个神的这个主权，这个神的这个宏大面，他感到非常荣幸。
We also should be worshippers, praising and loving God for who He is.
所以说我们也应该成为一个敬拜神的人。
And Daniel trusted God even when situations were difficult.
当困难的时候，但以理仍然相信神。
And Dan, we will come back to this in a moment.
我们等一下再谈这一点。And
Daniel did good for those around him.
但以理在人群中，他做了一个非常好的榜样。Even
those who were a threat to him.
所以对那些威胁他的人也是这样。God
used Daniel to bless the kingdom of Babylon.
神用但以理来祝福巴比伦国。
Daniel did not only save his own life, but he saved the life of all of the wise men.
但以理不仅保全了他，救了他自己的命，而救了所有术士的命。We
also should work to be a blessing to those around us.
所以说我们也应该成为祝福别人的人。We
should love our neighbor and do good to our enemies.
所以说我们应该对邻舍好，我们要对敌人恩赐。
All of these are good examples, and we should do them.
所以说这都是一个很好的榜样，我们应该遵从。
But there's more here that we get from just a moral example.
所以说我们还有更多的榜样来跟从。
We need to live out the principal truths that we learned from Daniel chapter 2.
所以说我们要从但以理第二章里面所学到的这个原则，我们要来跟随。
We should ask ourselves.
我们应该问自己啊。
How would our life be different?
我们的生命生活应该有什么不同？
If our Father was the all-powerful King of the universe,
如果我们的天父是在整个宇宙中是最有力量的，
What difference would it make for the way we think and live?
那么我们的这个思想方法，我们的生活方式应该有什么不一样？
Well, our Heavenly Father is the all-powerful, all-wise King of the universe.
我们的天父就是宇宙中最有能力的。
And this should make a huge difference.
所以说我们的生命应该有个很大的不一样。
We can be bold.
我们可以勇敢。
Not arrogant, but courageous.
不是骄傲，而是有勇气。
Let me offer a few suggestions based on this truth from Daniel chapter 2.
让我以这个我们刚刚学到这里，我来有一些给你们一些劝告。
First, we should live for God's infinite eternal kingdom.
所以第一个，我们要为了无限的神国而活。
Instead of any temporary earthly kingdom.
不要为在世上短暂的国而活。
We can find our identity, meaning, and purpose, and citizenship in God's kingdom.
我们可以在神的国里认同自己，认同自己的这个身份。
In Christ, there's no longer Jew or Gentile or any other earthly loyalty and identity.
在耶稣基督里，没有犹太人和非犹太人，或者任何其他国家的一个身份。
I am no longer primarily an American.
我不再是一个美国人。
But I'm a Christian who was born in America.
我是一个基督徒，只是生在美国。
There's nothing wrong with keeping our language, culture, or heritage.
保持我们所有的文化、语言没有错的。
Except where it disagrees with God.
除非我们不认同神。
And there's nothing wrong with changing our language, culture, or heritage.
如果我们改变自己的语言，改变自己的身份，改变自己的遗传，这没什么错的。
As long as it conforms to God's word.
只要我们和神的话一致。
But our main focus is no longer on these temporary things.
我们的注意力不再是这个短暂的东西。
Because we have an eternal citizenship in heaven.
因为我们在天上有永恒的这个国度。
That means we should be committed to this eternal kingdom more than we're committed to a temporary passing kingdom.
这就是说，我们应该委身那永远的国，多于我们委身现在地上的国。
The Babylonian, Persian, Greek, and Roman empires are all gone.
巴比伦，这个希腊、罗马都过去了。
But the kingdom of God is still growing to the ends of the earth.
但是神的国是还在，
and it will last forever.
他要保持到永远。
Therefore, store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven.
所以说你要把这个你的财宝积在天上，
where it will last forever.
这才能吃到永远。
Invest in discipleship more than you invest in comfort or riches or reputation.
所以说你要花精力成为神的门徒，超过你花精力来集成你的财宝。
And we must live as if God exists and He makes a difference.
我们生活要活出一个样子，就是说神活着。
Because He does exist and He makes a
difference. 神确实活着。
Notice in verse 11 of this chapter.
我们看看这个十一节的经文。
The Babylonian.Wise men said only gods could tell the dream.
这个巴比伦的术士说，只有神才能解梦。
But they said our gods do not dwell with men.
但是我们的神明不住在人当中。
And many people in our culture live as if God does not exist.
我们这很多人就觉得这个我们没有神。
And unfortunately, many Christians go to church on Sunday, but then live the rest of the week as if God doesn't exist.
很不幸的，很多基督徒星期天来教会，但是其余的时间呢，生活好像说神不存在一样。
But God does exist, and we should live every moment in His presence.
神确实存在，我们在要在每一分每一秒与他同在。
Because He is with us.
他确实与我们同在。
R.C. Sproul once said,
R.C. Sproul 是一个人，他说过，
The idea is to live all of our lives in the presence of God.
最理想的就是永远在神的这个同在中生活，
Under the authority of God,
在神的权柄下生活，
And for the honor and glory of God.
为了神的荣耀，为了神的这个荣誉来而生活。
That is what the Christian life is all about.
这才是基督徒生命的要点。
And another man named A.W. Pink once wrote.
另外一个人他叫Pink, 他这样说的。
The man of faith brings God into every situation.
这个有信心的人把神带到每一个一个情况当中。
He looks at everything from God's standpoint.
他从神的观点来看所有的事情。
He estimates the values of everything by spiritual standards.
他用属灵的眼光来看所有的事情。
And views all of life in the light of eternity.
他用永恒的眼光来看所有的事情。
So we should have a God-centered view of all of life.
我们应该有一个以神为中心的这个方法。
People often ask, what do you think is right?
很多人会问你觉得怎么样才对?
Or how does our society define right and wrong?
我们的社会怎样才能看到正确的和错误的?
But we should ask, what does God say is right or wrong?
我们应该这样说,神怎样说?神说什么是对的,什么是错的?
We often make decisions based on what is important for us.
我们很多时候就看,做一个决定是什么对我们重要。
Or what is best for our family.
对我们的 家庭什么是最好的
We should make decisions based on what is important for God.
我们应该做个决定就是说以什么对神最重要
And that will be best for us and our family.
这也才对我对我的家庭才最好
And so all of life should be lived with a focus on Jesus.
所以所有的生活都应该注目在耶稣身上
Daniel chapter 2 emphasizes the wisdom and power of God.
第二章就讲到神的智慧和神的能力。
Colossians 2:3 says that all the wisdom and knowledge of God is found in Christ.
哥罗西书二章三节就说的，所有的智慧和这个知识都在耶稣基督里可以找到。
And 1 Corinthians 1:24 says that Christ is the power and wisdom of God.
哥林多前书一章二十四节说，基督才为神的能力和神的智慧。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是世界上的光。
He reveals God and all of God's wisdom and knowledge.
他显示了神的智慧。
And Jesus gives meaning to our world and our life.
神给了这个世界，给了我们生活新的意义。
He gives the true interpretation and significance to all our lives, all our experiences, all our dreams and questions.
他把这个，他解释了和这个，给了我们这个所有的这个事情，我们的经历，我们的梦想，我们的问题，都给了新的这个意义。
We can't.Accurately understand or rightly live without him.
没有他，我们什么都不能理解。
So embrace him in every area of your life, every day of the week, every hour of every day.
所以说，在你生活中的每一个地方，在你这个在每一天每一天的生活，每一天的每个小时，你都要拥抱耶稣。
And therefore, we Christians should be different from our surrounding secular culture.
所以说我们基督徒要和旁边的文化完全不同。
Sometimes we need to distance ourselves from our society's rules and attitudes.
有时候我们需要从我们的周围的文化、周围的这个规则里面分离出来。
Remember how the Bible described Daniel's rivals.
记住这个圣经怎样来讲到这个 Daniel 但以理的这个 rival?
Right.
他这个敌人。
In English, they were called soothsayers, magicians, sorcerers, astrologers.
在英文里面就讲到这个是术士啊，这个魔术师啊，这个。星象学家
I don't know what they were called in Chinese but all of these the point all of these are described as occult activities
所有这些就表示了一个这个邪恶的活动
occult superstitions all have the character of trying to manipulate the spiritual world to conform to our life and our will.
所以说这些学的这个活动啊，都是讲到啊，怎样来把这个把把我们那个现，我再看看啊，把这个精神的这个属灵的世界啊，怎么样把它来调度一下，来适合我们人的这个适合我们人的心。
Did I mention I'm thankful for John for doing such a hard job? All of our culture is enamored with the idea that we can define and make our own reality.
You got a new word. What's this mean?
They love it. They love the idea.
Oh, 我们的这个文化就是喜欢呢找一些新的东西。
Our culture thinks we can use science and medicine and politics and social engineering to usher in a utopian society.
我们的这个世界啊，就好像以为我们可以用医药啊，用政治啊，还有一些这个社会的这个工程啊，来创造一个乌托邦世界。
History has shown that this never works.
但是历史证明这完全不可能。
Because humans are the problem, not the solution.
因为人类才是问题，不是解决问题的方法是问题。
Occultists say, "Not your will, but mine be done."
这个邪术就说啊，不是你的意志，而是我的意志要来完成。
They say, "My kingdom come, my will be done on earth."
他就这样说的，我的世界来的。我的旨意完成在地上。
But Jesus taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done."
但是耶稣教导我们说，你的旨意行实现，你的国度来临。
And he prayed, "Not my will, but Yours."
他祷告说，不是我的旨意，而是你的旨意实现。
Instead of trying to twist reality to fit us,
不要把这个现实改一改来适合自己。
As Christians, we should repent and conform our lives to God's reality.
所以说，我们作为基督徒，我们要承认自己的罪。
The Babylonian wise men boasted and promised big things.
这个巴比伦的这些术士嘛，就很骄傲，夸口。
But they could not deliver.
但是他们做不出来。
And the king sees that their boast is empty.
所以说。这个尼布甲尼撒王就看见他们的这个虚无之处啊，
and they're forced to admit their inability.
所以说他们就完全只好就承认他们一点能力都没有。
And they have to admit their God's inability or indifference.
他们还要承认他们的神也没有能力。
Our cultures talk a lot about progress and justice and racial harmony.
我们的这个社会啊，这老是谈到啊，我们讲到正义啊，这个 what's that 啊，讲到这个种族的合一等等。
But they are unable to make justice and peace and prosperity happen.
但是他们不可能让这个什么呢？正义、和平和这个繁荣实现。
And it seems the more they talk and work on these issues, the worse they get.
好像是说他们越说这些事情，他们把现实弄得更糟糕。
Worldly wisdom will always fail.
所以说，人的智慧永远会失败的。
And we need to realize this and communicate it whenever we can.
所以说，我们要把这一点向人教导出来。
And we need to point to a better way.
然后呢，我们要用更好的方式指出这一点。
We need to point people to God.
我们要把人指向神。
His ways are the only hope for any society.
所以说，耶稣的这个方式是我们所有社会的唯一的出路。
The Babylonian gods are weak and indifferent and not present.
所以说，巴比伦的神呢，所谓的神呢，是漠不关心的神，是很虚弱的神。
But our God is near, and He is able, and He is good.
但我们的神就在这里，他有能力。
And therefore, we can respond and demonstrate this by holiness of life.
所以说呢，我们可以用一个神圣的生活来彰显我们神的荣耀。
We should live in like those set apart for God.
所以说呢，我们应该过一个分别为圣的生活。
Being transformed into His character and lifestyle.
所以说，我们以他的方式来 建立我们的生活方式。
Our culture desperately needs a demonstration of a better way to live.
我们的社会真的是需要一个能够彰显一个更好的方式、更好的方法来过生活的一个榜样。
We need to have and demonstrate a better worldview.
我们呢要在彰显出我们有更好的一个这个价值。
We need to have and model better family life.
我们需要要来这个做出一个榜样来，我们的家庭生活是更好的。
We need to have and model better love.
我们需要来做出我们的爱才是更好的。
Love that gives and doesn't just take.
爱是付出，不是被给予。
Love for God, love for one another, love for our neighbor, and even for our enemies.
所以说，爱神。爱邻舍，甚至爱敌人。
We need to have and demonstrate better life goals and ambitions.
所以说，我们应该来彰显出我们更大的一个生活的目标，更大的这个目标。
Paul tells us to set our mind on heavenly things.
保罗告诉我们要思念上面的事情。
Jesus tells us to seek the kingdom of God first.
耶稣教导我们说要。先求他的国和他的义。
And we need to have and demonstrate better joy.
我们要彰显出我们有更大的喜悦。
We should be happier than the person who wins the big game or wins the lottery.
我们应该比那个得到那个什么那个中奖的中大奖的人还要喜乐。
Because we have Christ as our inheritance.
因为我们有耶稣基督。作为我们的产业。
And our joy should remain steady in good times and in bad.
所以说我们的这个喜乐是在好的在坏的时候都应该有的。
And therefore, we should pray that God would make all of these things a reality in our own life.
所以说我们应该祷告让这些都成为我们生活中的现实。
Because he delights to answer those kind of prayers.
因为神很乐意来回应我们这样的祷告。
And the third way we should respond to the principles is to trust God in every circumstance.
第三个呢，我们要在任何的情况下，我们都要来信靠神。
Right now in 2019, God is still King and fully in control of every situation.
甚至在2019年，神仍然掌管一切。
Therefore, we can be bold to stand with God.
所以说呢，我们可以。和神勇敢地站在一起
，because we're on the winning side，
因为我们在打胜仗。
God knows the future because He controls the future。
神掌管世界，掌管将来，所以说他知道将来。
Therefore, we can have confidence in the future outcome。
所以说，我们就对以后发生的事情就有信心。
I have heard that the communist government of China is increasing persecution of Christians。
我听说，在共产党的中国，他们开始更加逼迫基督徒了。
I'm saddened by this.
我感到很伤心。
And I'm praying for the church in China and for other persecuted churches around the world.
所以说呢，我为中国和全世界其他受逼迫的教会祷告。
But the communists have tried to kill the church before.
共产党原来也试过要把。基督教消灭
，and the church survived, even thrived.
但是教会存活下来，而且更荣华。
And the church has outlived many communist governments around the world.
教会超过了世界上很多很多的社会主义国家。
Yes, persecution can be extremely difficult to live through.
是的，这个逼迫是很难过的。
But God is still in control.
但是神仍然掌控一切。
He is still good to protect and grow His church even in difficult situations.
所以说他完全是善的。他甚至在困难的时候，他还会让教会增长。
And I believe the church will exist in China long after the communists.
我相信中国的教会是会超过共产党的逼迫的。
Because every earthly kingdom will fall, but God's kingdom never will.
因为地上的国都会失败的，但是神的国永远长存。
And in America, our culture seems to be getting more and more immoral in many areas.
在我们美国好像很多地方社会上就觉得越来越这个道德了。
And persecution against Christians is increasing even here in Oregon.
甚至在俄勒冈啊，这个对基督徒的逼迫也越来越多了。
But the faithful church will survive.
但是信实的教会仍然存活。
The church that compromises probably won't.
但是妥协的教会可能不行。
All earthly kingdoms will end, but God's kingdom never will.
世上的国度会消灭，神的国度永远长存。
I'm reminded of a quote from a European pastor right before World War II.
我呢想起来了，在二战以前的一个在欧洲的一个牧师所说的话。
He said, "We don't know what will come."
他说啊，我们不知道将来会发生什么。
But we know who will come.
但是我们知道将来谁会来。
We don't know what the future holds.
我们不知道将来啊，这个将来会怎样。
But we know who holds the future.
但是我们知道谁掌管将来。
Remember that Jesus promised not a single bird will fall to the ground without God's knowledge.
想到你们记得吗？耶稣说过，若是神不允许，一个雀鸟不会自己掉到地上来的。
And he cares for you much more than a bird.
但他对你的爱超过对麻雀的爱。
We can stand firm in the faith that God is in control of our personal future.
我们可以确定，神在我们的将来是掌管一切的。
Because he knows and he controls all of the future.
因为他知道，他也掌管将来。
And we know that God always comes through.
我们知道神是让我们度过所有的难关。
God never forsakes his people.
神永远不抛弃他的子民。
He blesses those who are faithful.
他对这个信实的人祝福他们。
Just like God rescued Daniel and his friends, he will rescue his people today.
就像他过去就但以理和他朋友，他今天也对他信实的子民做出救赎。
He doesn't always do it when we want or in the way that we want.
他不是说在我们想要做的时候，或者是以我们的方式来做这些救赎。
He does it in his way, in his time.
他以他的方法，他以他的时间来做。
Sometimes he allows us to go through painful times.
有时候他让我们要经历一些艰难的时刻。
But the painful times do not last.
但是艰难时刻不会永久的。
In the next chapter in Daniel, his friends say,
在下一章呢，他的但以理的朋友这样说过。
Even if God does not save us from the furnace, we will not bow down to an idol.
他说啊，既或不然，即使神不救我们，在这个火窑中，我们仍然不拜你的神。
We will stand firm, trusting that God will reward us even in the next life.
我们相信神在将来会报，是奖赏我们的。
We don't know the future.
我们不知道将来。
But we can know and trust the character of our God who does know the future.
但是我们相信神的品格，我们知道他掌管将来。
Because he holds the future in his hand.
因为他手中掌管将来。
And our God is good.
我们的神是至善的神。
He keeps his promises.
他是守约的神。
In Romans chapter 8, he tells us,
在罗马书第八章他这样说。
We know that God works all things for the good of those who loved him, who are called according to his purpose.
万事互相效力，让爱神的人都得益处，就是他所呼召的人。
What will we say in response to this?
那我们怎样来回应呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
若是神爱我们，谁能反对我们呢？
He did not spare his own son, but gave him on our behalf.
神甚至将他的独生子都不吝惜，把赐给我们。
Therefore, how could he not also graciously give us all things?
难道他把更好的给我们吗？
And Jesus assures us in Luke 12:32.
在耶稣在路加福音十二章三十二节这样说
Do not be afraid because your father is pleased to give you the kingdom.
不要害怕，因为你们的天父是愿意把神的国给你们的。
Even if we experience suffering, we can trust and hope because our God is good.
甚至我们在遭逼迫的时候，困难的时候，我们可以相信，因为我们的要给我们希望，因为我们的神爱我们。
And therefore, we can trust Him to come through when we need Him.
所以说，我们相信神可以让我们走过死荫的幽谷，因为他会。
And therefore, we should stand in awe of God.
所以说，我们应该来敬拜神。
If we stand in awe of God, we will never need to fear anything else.
如果我们是一个敬畏的方式来面对神，我们就什么都不怕。
The fear of the Lord actually frees us from every other fear.
敬畏神就让我们什么其他什么事情都不怕。敬畏这个词英文是 fear， 是怕也是 fear。
Isaiah says，
以赛亚这样说的
：Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it。
所以说不要怕他们所怕的，不要伤心。
The Lord Almighty， He is the one you're to regard as holy。
神是神圣的，所以说。
He is the one you are to fear.
他才是你要怕的，你要敬畏的。
In the New Testament, Peter quotes this verse when he says,
在新约，彼得引用了这段经文。
Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened.
不要怕他们所怕的，不要害怕。
But in your hearts, set aside Christ as Lord.
在你的心里，把耶稣分别为圣。
Just as Daniel expressed his awe at God's great wisdom and power,
就像但以理来表示他对神的敬畏一样
we should stand in awe of Jesus' greatness, His wisdom and power.
所以说我们要来彰显耶稣他的这个伟大，耶稣他的智慧和耶稣的能力
but also His grace and mercy.
同时要彰显他的这个恩典和他慈悲。
It can be scary living as a stranger in a foreign land.
在国外，作为一个外国人，可能生活起来比较害怕。
But we can be bold, knowing that our Father is King, even in this land.
但是我们可以勇敢，因为我们知道我们天父在这个地方，他仍然是国王。
And finally, we should respond by working and living to bring God glory.
所以说最后呢我们应该是来为神的荣耀而活。
We should brag about God more than we brag about ourselves.
我们应该来经常夸耀神而不是夸自己。
We should acknowledge to ourselves and to others that we are not the answer.
我们要向别人说我们不是这个问题的回答。
Remember when Daniel went to the king?
记得吗但以理去到神那这个王那里。
He said, I can't reveal your dream, but God can.
我不能解你的梦，但是神能解。
In the same way, we should follow the humility of Daniel.
所以说我们应该同样的来跟随但以理这种谦卑。
Because this society does not need me.
因为这个社会不需要我。
It doesn't need my wisdom, my skill, or even my good looks.
他不需要我的智慧。不需要我的技巧，甚至不需要我的这个帅气。
哈哈 ，That was a joke.
No, not really.
And it doesn't need you either.
他可能也不需要你。
But our world desperately needs Jesus.
但是我们的社会需要耶稣基督。
And so we should look to Jesus and point people to Jesus.
所以说我们应该仰望基督，把人指向基督。
We can communicate about Jesus and apply His truth to every life situation.
所以说我们可以和耶稣来交流，在我们生活的每一个方面来彰显，来活出神。
To our family, to our school, to our job, wherever we are.
所以说不管在什么地方，在家庭，在工作地方，在学校，我们都活出神的样子。
So let me just summarize the principles we can apply from Daniel chapter 2.
然后呢，我就想把但以理书第二章的他的主要这个原则说出来。
We should live all of our life in light of God's eternal kingdom.
所以说我们应该为神的国而活。
We should live differently than non-Christians.
我们呢要和这个其他的非基督徒生活不一样。
We should trust God in every situation.
我们要在每一个环境中来相信神。
And we should live to glorify God in every situation.
在每一个境况中，我们都要来荣耀神。
We love God because He first loved us.
是我们爱神，因为神首先爱了我们。
And he gave himself to atone for our sins.
因为他把自己为了我们的罪做了赎罪祭。
This, I believe, is what Daniel tells us how we can live authentic faith in a foreign land.
这个我也相信，但也就是说，怎样在异邦活出纯正的信仰。
Let's pray together.
好，我们祷告。
Our Father, we love you.
天父，我们爱你。
And we thank you for your word.
我们为你的话感谢你。
Lord, we confess we do not live up to your word.
主啊，我们承认我们不能做到你所说的。
And we fear that we cannot on our own strength.
我们知道我们不能以自己的能力。
So we ask for your wisdom and your strength.
我们寻求你的智慧，你的力量。
Send your spirit and apply these things to our minds and our hearts.
差派你的灵，让你的灵来在我们心中说话。
Help us to live for you and fear you and glorify you.
帮助我们来活出你，来敬畏你，来荣耀你。
We give ourselves to you for your glory.
我们把自己为了你的荣耀献出来。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名，阿门。